about a year and a half away from an election that will, no doubt about it, define where this country is headed for a very long time. Trump or not Trump? That is the question. For the GOP, it's an existential question. If Trump is soundly beaten, they can start writing the memoirs of the Republican Party, maybe try to salvage some small shred of lost pride, when in truth, they sold their collective souls to the man who would be king. Kowtowed to a bully and a know-nothing. Paid umbrage to a demagogue who promoted conspiracy theories and made a mockery of truth and facts. If Trump wins, they can continue to play the sycophants, lapdogs to a man who owes allegiance only to himself. Well played, gentlemen. Well played. If the term constitutional crisis has been overstated this past year, let me state it once more. We're in a constitutional crisis. No need to recap the myriad ways this president has flouted the balance of power between the three branches of government. This week he sicked the Attorney General on the FBI and the CIA while accusing their previous heads of treason, without evidence. This from the guy who refuses to accept any evidence the Russians tampered with the last election. Putin told him they didn't. That was plenty for Trump. Better to go after the investigators. Better to stonewall the investigative committees. Better to accuse the accusers. Not saying this isn't an expedient tactic. A trapped animal will chew its leg off to escape the clamped jaws. Ugly stuff, politics. Uglier yet with a man who usually hires out his dirty work, but only has the courage of name-calling from a distance. But now we're treated to accusing the intelligence community of this country of spying. Spying on Trump's campaign committee. Sure, they were offering deals to Russia to help Donald get his hotel in Moscow. Sure, they were playing fast and loose with the Ukrainians. Of course, they were in contact with WikiLeaks. Nothing to worry about there. We've investigated this before. We've investigated Benghazi how many times? We spent years on Whitewater. Now we have the Attorney General, the man in charge of the FBI, investigating spying. Kind of a charged word. Spy, to refer to a FISA-authorized investigation. If you hang a cloud of suspicion over our federal law enforcement, if you call the news media the enemy of the people, if you think you won the last election's popular votes because illegals voted, if you claim that there was no obstruction and no collusion and complete exoneration by Mueller's spying, tell me why I should think if Donald Trump loses the 2020 election, he'll concede and go peacefully into his tower.